Welcome to the Jet Plane, Season 1, Episode 14, Silas.
Absolutely, yeah.
We know it this time. So, this episode is going to be a little bit unique because Silas and I, yet again, are alone in the cockpit. We're rocking the plane by ourselves today.
Absolutely. You don't get a lot of empty planes flying, but this one is.
Yeah, this is a chill cruise. I don't know what you call it. You know, like you go for a drive by yourself or whatever you call it, like cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people call it in plane. I guess fuel's probably too expensive to go cruising in a plane.
Yeah, that's true. It would be a little bit
sightseeing,
costly.
Sightseeing, maybe. You'd call it sightseeing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, flying around Muncie, Indiana.
You know, but I feel like at that point, like you said, fuel's pretty expensive. You might as well just hop on a paraglider, you know?
Yeah, well...
do your sightseeing that way.
Yeah. There's more risk... well, maybe not. I was going to say, is there more risk on a paraglider?
I don't know. Something to find out for sure.
You have less control for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyways, we're not paraglider. We are on a jet plane, and we're going to be cruising by ourselves. So, everyone buckle up and enjoy the ride. As we start our ascend, as always, we have a little bit of turbulence. So, make sure you keep your seatbelts on. Silas, hit us with the turbulence.
Yeah, absolutely. So, today I want to tell you, Joe, about a tribe I was reading about recently. And I'm going to pull my phone out for this again, just for our viewers at home who can't see what's going on.
Okay.
Because I tried to remember the name of this tribe, and it just was not sticking. So this tribe is called the Tsatan, T-S-A-A-T-A-N, also known as the Dukha, D-U-K-H-A. Now, Joe, are you familiar with the activities of this tribe?
I have no idea.
This shocks me, Joe. I mean, everyone's heard of the Tsatan.
Yeah.
But no, I don't even remember where I read about them, but I read something this week about how this is the last tribe who does one specific thing. And that one specific thing is that they tame reindeer, which is not crazy. Like, there are tribes that do that. There's, like, people who farm reindeer, even, like, outside of, like, tribes. Like, people farm reindeer in the United States, you know. But they don't do it for, like, meat or anything like that. They do them as, like, this is what they ride. Like, they ride around on reindeer.
Like Santa.
Yeah. And I thought, what a holiday fact to share. As we come up on a holiday here. Now, it's not Christmas. Santa's never come on Thanksgiving as far as I'm concerned. But just kind of an interesting fact. They're just riding around on reindeer. It's out in Mongolia and then just kind of doing the reindeer thing out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't even know that I know what a reindeer looks like in real life.
I mean, it looks pretty similar to just a deer.
Yeah, I've never actually really even considered the fact that reindeer are real deer.
Oh, yeah.
I always just think about Rudolph the reindeer.
I think maybe here's where we're going to leave my depth. This reminds me of our airplane facts a little while ago. I think they're maybe the same animal as elk.
Huh.
Maybe that's not true.
Well, I would imagine they look like elk. If I'm picturing like a reindeer like I see on the cartoons, I would imagine that the antlers look a lot like elk antlers.
Yeah.
Like they're not spiky like the white-tailed deer. They're bigger.
Yeah.
More curly, you know.
It says they're not elk. I looked it up just now.
Okay.
They're certainly not elk.
Fact checking ourselves on the podcast.
A fake facts there.
Okay. But, well, that is pretty interesting. I'll have to look into that more. I want to know, like, how big are reindeer? How much weight are they? Can they really hold? I guess, I mean, you could probably ride on a white-tailed deer.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, they're strong.
I mean, I couldn't, but someone could.
Well, they're strong as an ox, man. Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
I went hunting this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw your picture. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I got myself a pretty good buck. 8-point buck, but one of the brow tines, like, is snapped off. I don't know if he probably was getting in a fight and, you know, snapped one of those things off. So,
So you got a fighter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That goes to your skills on tour first.
Exactly.
For sure.
That's what my cousin was saying, that I got a fighter. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Some fun festivities.
Oh, no doubt.
All right. Well, that's the turbulence. And we're expecting a fairly smooth flight. Maybe not completely smooth today.
Yeah.
Again, when it's just us two, sometimes it gets a little bumpy, but that's okay. I think the listeners like bumpy.
Oh, for sure.
Occasionally. I
mean, bumpy's fun on some.
Occasionally.
Yeah. If you get on a plane and every time it's just a bumpy ride the entire time.
You'd fall asleep every time.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You'd get rocked to sleep.
Yeah. We're trying to keep our listeners awake today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So this episode is unique, not only because it's just us two, but also, like you said, we are approaching a holiday. We're approaching Thanksgiving, and the Jet Plane podcast in its existence has never really approached a holiday.
No, it has not. Not one of significance, at least.
Right, yeah.
I guess we approached Halloween. We didn't really say anything about that.
Yeah, well, Halloween's not significant, so.
True.
I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I don't care about Halloween at all.
I didn't do anything on Halloween. Sat around.
Yeah, so not significant. No. But this one is significant. Thanksgiving is coming up next Thursday. It's always on a Thursday.
That is correct, yes.
And so their announcement real quick, there's no episode next Friday, Black Friday, because just with the holidays going on, we're going to be spending time with family. And we know how dedicated our listeners are. We want you to spend time with family, not just listening to our podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Over and over.
Yeah, you know? We know that the temptation would be there, so we want to just remove that entirely.
Yeah, spend time with family. You know, that's what it's all about. So, no episode next Friday, but as we approach Thanksgiving, Silas and I thought we should do a little maybe Thanksgiving episode. Thanksgiving theme, you know, talk about it a little bit, you know.
Everyone knows that Thanksgiving episodes are right up there with any other holiday episode. I mean, who doesn't love a good Thanksgiving episode?
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And when you think about Thanksgiving, the main thing, at least for me, the first thing I think about is food.
Oh, there's nothing else to think about, for sure.
You know, there's football games on, but usually those football games are kind of in the background as you fall asleep because of eating so much food.
I know I fall asleep during them.
I know that you probably don't care.
Could not care less.
You're curling up with a good book to fall asleep to or something. I don't know those lit heads out there.
Shut up my lit heads.
But for most people, there's football on.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is really about family and food.
Absolutely. I mean, so, you travel to go see family, and you just eat food. You're not there to do anything else. You're there to eat food.
Yeah. So, thinking about this theme, you know, since we're on a kick of shouting out other podcasts on our podcast, there's this other podcast that I have TikTok or Instagram reels of. They do more video, you know. They're much more advanced than we are, but they, I think it's called the Breadbasket Podcast. I don't know if you've heard of
those. When you told me about that, I didn't realize that's who it was.
Yeah. Oh. So it's these two brothers. Very familiar. These two brothers. And they always do, they do like just random competitions, games with each other or whatever. They kind of, their episodes are just kind of talking about whatever. I don't even know what I would say it's about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pure entertainment.
It's about anything.
Yeah, anything.
So one thing that they do that I really like, some of my favorite short clips from it, are these drafts. And they draft, like, top five this, top ten this, or whatever. And it's kind of, it's an interesting little take. So I thought that it'd be fun, something we've never done on the Jet Plane podcast, but top five Thanksgiving foods. Top five Thanksgiving foods. So Silas and I are going to do a snake draft, for those of you not, Silas wasn't familiar what a snake draft is.
I was not.
You know, I'll pick first, and then I'll let you have the second pick and the third pick, and then it goes back over to me, so that way it bounces back and forth, so it's fair.
Yep.
So Silas and I have already compiled a list of some of our top foods, so we're gonna go ahead and get into this draft.
Oh yeah, and I'd like to make a note that when we were making this, so that in case like our picks got taken, we were prepared. Joe and I both made a top 10 list of our favorite Thanksgiving foods, and we both very quickly learned how tough it is to name 10 Thanksgiving foods. It is much, much tougher than you might imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of the same things.
Oh, absolutely.
But also some of the best things.
Oh, for sure.
I would argue.
Some of the best things you eat all year, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Thanksgiving food draft. Pick number one of the 2024 Thanksgiving food draft. I'm going to take noodles.
Ooh,
homemade noodles.
That's a good pick.
A lot of people out there are probably going to question that pick a little bit because it's not, you know, it is a staple food, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But Olive from the East Coast, my wife, she didn't really grow up having noodles at Thanksgiving, ever.
And can I say something? I've never had noodles at Thanksgiving.
Yep, see?
But I'm familiar enough with your family to know that you guys do.
Right. So my grandma always homemade noodles, and now my mom homemakes noodles. Mm-hmm. So she rolls out the dough like a couple days before, slices them into thin noodles, lets them dry, and as they dry, they like curl up on the table and everything, and then you break them into little noodle sized pieces and boil them. I don't know how you cook them, but anyways, really good raw and really good cooked. I love eating the dough. Yeah.
I wanted to bring that up because I've had these noodles. I can attest to how delicious they are. But the last time that I had these, it wasn't that even that long ago. It was maybe, you know, a month or two ago. I was over at the Tempest household for the older Tempest household, Randy and Lori, for dinner, and we were having something that had noodles. And there's just a bowl of raw noodles on the table for Joseph and Kyle to snack on like maniacs because they love them so much.
The raw noodles are so good. They are so good.
I tried one and I worked my way through it, and it was not good.
It's a lot of flour. It is a lot of flour. That's probably what turns people off to it most of the time. But I'll tell you what. If you get past it, I think if you had two, you'd start to really see what's good about it.
I think you could have the same effect if you just dry scoop flour. Something to look into.
Anyways, number one pick of the draft, noodles. That's what I'm going with. All right, let's hear yours.
It did not make my list. My number one pick, but again, it's not my family, but my number one pick was stuffing. Mm. I think stuffing's horrifically underrated. You get people who don't like stuffing. I feel like you're somebody who doesn't like stuffing.
I'm someone who doesn't appreciate stuffing. Yeah, for sure. I don't dislike it, but again, I'm not putting it on anything.
Have you ever had a crouton in a salad and thought, I wish this was soggy?
I never have thought that before.
Boy, oh boy, I sure have. Every time that I think about stuffing, I'm like,
so you
I
think
wish.
You think this stuffing basically just tastes like soggy croutons?
Essentially, yeah, but it's sogged in, it's not just sogged in water, else it'd be gross. It's sogged in like a real good, you know, chicken stock. And
you're not selling me.
It's so good.
So I'll just soak some croutons in some chicken broth and give it to you and see how you like it.
Oh, I bet I would love it. I bet money I'd love it.
Yeah, stuffing, it didn't make my list. But I here's the deal, though. I can appreciate it as a staple Thanksgiving food. Because here's the other thing that I'll say about stuffing, and we'll leave it at this. If you're only eating it once a year, there's a reason.
I eat it more than once a year, though.
Okay. Well, they sell it year-round. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. My number two pick, I mean, it's the classic. I got to go turkey. I got to snag it early.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Because obviously I had somewhere on my list. I won't specify exactly where. But with the turkey, are you a dark meat or a white meat guy? Because that's important.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I would tend toward light meat, but I don't know that I'd really have a huge preference. Like, I'll eat both, and I'll get both on my plate when I go up there. But if I had to choose, I'd probably choose light meat. What about you?
Yeah, I'm a dark meat guy through and through.
Oh, yeah. I respect it.
Light meat, it's just too dry.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, I like, again, I get both probably on my plate, but
when we get to my number three pick, I'll explain a little bit more my choice of light meat.
Okay. So, okay. I've got an idea what it is. Here. I've got an idea what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number two pick on my draft is tied in directly to my number one pick, mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes, it's not Thanksgiving without mashed potatoes. It's just not.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know it's a basic pick, but listen, here's the deal. I get a big old thing of mashed potatoes on the plate.
Yeah.
And I take my spoon and I make a little indentation in the middle of the mashed potatoes. And then I take a big scoop of noodles right in there.
That sounds heavenly.
Yep.
And I had mashed potatoes initially. I told you before we started that I moved my top five for something else.
Yeah.
That was mashed potatoes, that top five.
Okay.
That I moved.
Up or down?
I moved it up to six.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I mean, mashed potatoes is a staple. It's hard to.
Oh, it's so good.
Hard to pass up. So those are my one and two. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
For my number three is something that's unique more to my family. More than turkey, noodles. More than noodles, probably. Is a dessert that my grandma Janice makes that is known as Striped Delight.
Yeah, I've not heard of this. Tell me a little bit about Striped Delight. Striped that sounds Delight, delightful.
Actually, Striped Delight's my favorite. I might say it's my favorite dessert of all time.
Mm.
I might go that far to say that. So Striped Delight is basically you take the crust is Oreo. Okay. Probably like Oreo and maybe like mixed into like with cream cheese or something to hold it together. You know, it's a crust. So I don't know how it's made exactly, but an Oreo crust on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then chocolate pudding is the next layer.
Yeah.
And then on top of the chocolate pudding is whipped cream, like Cool Whip.
That sounds good. That sounds very good.
It's very, and it's super light.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, you know what? There's actually two layers of Cool Whip now that I'm saying that. I think it's Oreo and then whipped cream and then chocolate pudding and then the Cool Whip. I think it's all
Cool
Whip.
That makes sense with the stripe.
Yeah. Yeah, so because, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it's white and then brown and then white. So I think there is two layers, actually, the Cool Whip. But it's super light, which is dangerous because I'll eat like five pieces without even flinching.
Oh, yeah.
And it is good stuff.
That sounds really good. Maybe I need to contact, which grandma is this?
Oh, Grandma Janice.
I need to contact Janice and have her make me some Striped Delight.
It's top tier for sure. She knows it's my favorite thing, so she always got it ready for me.
There we go. That's a solid pick. Number three for me, I feel like I'm kind of coming out of the woodworks here a little bit, because what I picked for number three is something that I feel would usually be paired with something else, but I think it stands alone. You know, it stands alone, and that is gravy.
Yeah, okay, gravy. I knew you were going there. With the light meat.
Yeah, the light meat. I mean, I'll put it on dark meat, I'll put it on light meat, I'll put it on mashed potatoes, I'll put it on anything.
You put it on stuffing?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. There's not a thing on my Thanksgiving plate every year that escapes
the gravy. Cranberry sauce on the gravy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
That's sweet and savory. You can't even believe how good it is.
Okay.
Although I will say, maybe I should retract that. I do generally avoid the cranberry sauce and, like, at least putting the gravy on it.
Yeah.
But now, like sweet potatoes, I'll pop some cranberry sauce on sweet potatoes, and that's a nice little sweet, savory little treat, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought about putting mashed potatoes and gravy together, but I thought, you know, you're going to take mashed potatoes. I didn't want this to become a, you know, a league violation here.
Yeah, no, they're definitely separate. I think they're in a category of their own, because like you said, gravy can be paired with anything.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah,
I respect it for sure.
No doubt. Number four... It's weird because I just said I avoid it, but obviously misspoke. Avoid it with the gravy. My number four is cranberry sauce.
Okay.
I love cranberry sauce.
I didn't know. See, so you're an opposite Thanksgiving food guy than I am almost.
You don't like cranberry sauce?
It's the last thing I'd go for, probably. It's not that I dislike it, but like I've only got so much room on my plate and so much room in my stomach, and I'm not filling it with cranberry sauce.
Here's the thing, right? Cranberry sauce, you just get a little dollop of that. It's like you're a sushi guy, yeah, Joe?
Yeah.
Love it's sushi. Like when you go to get sushi and they got those little like ginger or whatever, palate cleansers. Yeah. That's like what the cranberry sauce is. You just need a little dollop so that when you've had so much savory, you can just have a little sweet, a little tart.
Okay.
A little bit.
I can respect that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like a little sweet and savory.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's nice.
I'll have
stuff.
To try it this year if we have it. But also, absolutely. I feel like my family's not a big cranberry sauce kind of people.
You got to go with, no shade if you use canned cranberry sauce to anyone listening out there. I mess with canned cranberry sauce pretty well. It does unnerve me that it keeps the shape of the can.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Homemade cranberry sauce is elite.
See, in my mind, though, cranberry sauce, that's what it looks like, is a big can.
Oh, it's a can? Dog, you gotta have some can.
I've never had homemade cranberry sauce.
I'll make you some.
Okay, yeah, you make me some this year. We'll have a Thanksgiving meal with the jet plane, just me and you.
That'll be good, yeah.
All right. So that was your fourth pick?
That was, yeah.
All right. I've got a good fourth, I think. This is another controversial pick, I think. Deviled eggs. My fourth pick.
Not on board.
I figured. See, this is what I'm saying. I think we're on opposite tracks as far as Thanksgiving food right now.
Uh-huh.
Deviled eggs is one of those things that I feel like is appreciated in my family and extended family. At the Thanksgivings, I feel like they go pretty quick. Mm. You got to be pretty aggressive with the deviled egg. On your first trip, you're getting, you know, that may be all you get. So you got to grab two or three. Mm-hmm. I'm grabbing two or three at least.
I was going to say I can respect it, but I can't be.
What is it that you don't like about the deviled egg?
Here's the thing, and you know this about me, Joe. I hate just all the passion in my soul. I hate mayonnaise.
Right.
And when I taste deviled eggs, that's all I can taste, is I can taste the mayonnaise. Some people put mustard in the deviled eggs, and I can taste the mustard. It's like, I'm not getting any enjoyment out of this. I'm just tasting sauces
that I dislike. That's too bad.
That's
too bad, because deviled eggs are really good.
I can't even take the smell of them, you know?
Okay. Do I get the last one right?
You got pick five, then I'll come round? Back to me. Yep.
All right. Another, this isn't controversial, but probably an underrated thing, and maybe not at everybody's Thanksgiving, is, and I'm going to pair these together. I hope this isn't a violation here, but I'm pairing these together because I don't think it goes with anything else. Cheese ball and crackers.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a something.
I stole a pick.
That was what I moved my mashed potatoes out of the way for.
Cheese ball and crackers. I mean, that's top tier right there.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievably good.
It is. I mean, usually what happens is I'll get myself five or six, you know, mm-hmm. on my plate as I take my first plate. But then once everyone's gone through, I'll just stand up there at the table and just make myself cheese and cheese ball and crackers.
Oh, absolutely.
Get 10 or 15 more, maybe. You know?
The problem I feel like sometimes is that different people have different interpretations of cheese ball.
Yeah, for sure.
And you go and you find a cheese ball that's got like, that's like 45% nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing here?
No good. No, I want it 90% cheese.
Yeah.
You know, with a random, I don't even know what's in cheese ball. I have no idea, but it's good.
Oh, me neither. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. It's really good.
It is.
Well, I know cheese is in it and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stellar pick. Obviously, deseeded my five. Andy earlier deseeded my six. So we're going right to seven.
Okay.
I don't feel strong about seven, but I like it. It's good. Specifically for one element of it. And that's green bean casserole. Mm. Specifically for the French fried onions on top.
Yeah.
I could eat French fried onion. I mean, if the maybe I just get rid of green bean casserole and say French fried onions. It's my fifth pick.
Right.
I feel a lot better about that. So yeah, I'm going to officially get rid of green bean casserole and say French's French fried onions.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Are my fifth pick here.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never thought about green bean casserole, but that is a good Thanksgiving food.
Mm-hmm. It feels very Thanksgiving-y. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't ever eat that any other time of the year, ever.
Yeah.
But I'd eat it at Thanksgiving, and be happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll let the listeners vote. I'll put a poll out on Facebook for those of you who listen to this episode. See who thinks you had the better draft. So, mm-hmm. you know, let's just give a recap here. I had the noodles, the mashed potatoes, I had Striped Delight, deviled eggs, and cheese ball.
Yeah, and I had stuffing, turkey, gravy, cranberry sauce, and then French fried onions.
Green bean casserole. No one's just eating onions by themselves on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you try it, Joe. It's so good. It's so unbelievably good.
I might try it.
You get a box of those, $3, and you...
Yeah,
go to town. They're better than
honorable
chips.
Mention for me. If you want to give an honorable mention for me is rolls, homemade rolls.
Yeah, I respect that.
I mean, you know, you dip those in the mashed potatoes and noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'd say honorable mention for me. Hopefully you don't see this as. I mean, it's honorable mention. It's not gonna be a violation. I'm just gonna go with the broad category of pie.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I'll include pumpkin pie, pecan pie,
yeah,
or pecan pie for those. You know who say it right?
Pecan.
Even like my aunt makes peanut butter pie. It's like so good.
Oh yeah, my girl makes a chocolate pie. Mm, it's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of pies out there for Thanksgiving.
And Striped Delight sounds like it's kind of like a pie variant.
Yeah, yeah.
So we kind of had pie in there, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can respect that for sure. So there's the draft. Just something fun we want to do for a Thanksgiving episode, and you know, in all reality, I feel like Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that it's not really, you know, I don't know what the basis of Thanksgiving is, the Pilgrims and Indians?
I believe so, yeah.
And, I remember in second or third grade, didn't we do, or maybe it was kindergarten,
we did
a Pilgrims and Indians lunch.
Now, don't give too much detail here, Joe, or neither of us are ever going to have a job again.
Yeah, I don't know how that was allowed, but we dressed up as the Pilgrims and Indians and ate lunch together.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say which ones me and Joe dressed up as, but my name might have been Greenleaf for about a week.
Yeah. I feel like people are pretty sensitive today. I mean, it wasn't in good.
Yeah.
It was in good, like it's remembering what it's actually, what started this whole tradition.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, I feel like the reason why Thanksgiving is such a good holiday is because it brings family together.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's one of those holidays that you get to see people that you don't see most mm-hmm. of the year. At least for me, that's how it is.
No, I would agree. Yeah, you get this opportunity where everybody's making time for one another. And just, coming together from a lot of times from pretty far away and just kind of spending time within each other's company.
Yeah, and it's a positive time because I think of obviously the being thankful, I guess you could say, is the theme.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, around this time, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it can be a hard time for people, especially, you know, people who've lost family members. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, like last year we lost my grandpa, and I know that last year especially, it really weighed heavy on us because, you know, there's obviously someone missing, and that's hard for a lot of people. But, you know, I think that it's a positive time of year in the sense that you get to get back together and share memories and share laughter and share what you've been thankful for, you know, kind of see what God's done in your life in the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you do have kind of that situation where somebody's missing, I feel like, at least in my experience, a lot of the times it's turned into, like you said, just kind of sharing memories. Mm-hmm. Like you get a chance to remember that person positively, and you don't have to necessarily like end up sitting in that, in that gloom of it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice as well.
And one of my family traditions that we usually do around Thanksgiving is usually deer hunting, because it always falls around that same time. So we're always deer hunting. And obviously my grandpa, he was a big part of that. He was the one who kind of started all that. And so it's always a fun thing, because we come together as a family and do, you know, it's not like any of us are real big hunt, you know, like we're not hunting all year round and thinking about it all year round, but this time of year comes around and we all get excited about it. One, because we enjoy doing deer hunting, but two, because it's a time that our whole family comes together and does something together that's kind of unique and kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of families have different traditions. I don't know if you guys do anything.
Yeah, I don't know that we have, like, one that's quite as well defined as that.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, so we always go to my Aunt Pam and my Uncle Marty's house. And a couple of things that I feel like are what I'm going to call, like, kind of partially defined traditions to some degree are usually... at least a couple of the cousins, and I usually find myself in this group, will their house butts right up against a golf course, and the golf course is obviously closed during this time of the year, and so at least a couple of the cousins will go out there and we'll walk around the golf course and just kind of like spend some time together, chatting and whatnot. And then the other one is that usually after Thanksgiving dinner, because we'll have it on Friday, and we won't have it on actual Thanksgiving itself, we'll usually watch a movie. A lot of times it's Christmas Vacation. And so it's
prepping yourselves nice to, for Christmas.
Yeah, it's like we've called it.
Right.
Thanksgiving's over.
This we're into
Christmas time. So we'll usually sit around and watch that. They have a pretty big living room that can accommodate, you know, a lot of our family. Yeah. And so we all just kind of sit and watch it together.
Nice. Most 50% asleep, 70% asleep.
Yeah. After you've had that much food, there's no fight in the sleep.
No, not at all. Yeah, I family traditions are always fun, but, you know, I think that, like I said, one of the main things is just looking back on the year to kind of see what God's done with the year and how he's kind of, you know, blessings in different situations, even in sad situations. I think that it's a time of the year when you can kind of reflect. Everything kind of seems to slow down this time of year, I feel like. Not well, I'll rephrase that. Thanksgiving, Christmas time can be a little chaotic, but in the winter, your life kind of slows down compared to in the summer a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because it gets dark early, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to a lot of people being a little bit more, you know, depressed or down or just overall more lethargic. I know you kind of thrive in the cold weather, so you're looking forward to it.
They got a seasonal depression or whatever.
Right.
Which is obviously, that's a serious thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I got the opposite of that. Boy, oh boy, when it snowed today. We're recording this on the day of the first snow of the year.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy, did I wake up with a pep in my step.
I put on Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't not on the first day of
hard
snow.
Not to. I mean, we got like 3 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seems like it was a lot of snow. It snowed
was.
All day and all night.
And I think it's supposed to snow, I mean, tomorrow at least somewhat, too.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you usually don't get that on the first snow, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that... I guess just for those out there that are listening and going out into the Thanksgiving this week, you know, just enjoy spending the time with family and enjoy, you know, I think look out for people who don't have the same thing that, you know, if you have a great family, you have great traditions. You know, you were just sharing with me that you have some people who aren't even necessarily part of your family going to your family stuff, which is, you know, kind of cool. But I think that's kind of unique in the sense of there are people out there that they don't enjoy this time of year. They actually dread this time of year a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of sad because it's a great time of year. But, again, I think that you have to look out for those kind of people and really try to be a light, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that if you have the ability and kind of the privilege of being able to enjoy this time of year, because like you said, not everybody can. I mean, it's not even just like somebody... just kind of being a downer. It's just that some people can't enjoy this time of the year because of things going on in their life. That I would agree, like, just, you know, reach out to that kind of person and see if you can provide that light to them.
Yeah.
To some degree.
and share some noodles and mashed potatoes.
Actually, not raw noodles.
One of my challenges to the listeners is going to be, if you haven't done it, because I feel like most people don't do noodles and mashed potatoes. Maybe not even noodles at their Thanksgiving. Bring noodles to your family your family Thanksgiving meals. Mm-hmm. Bring noodles and slap those noodles right on the mashed potatoes. Not next to it, right on them.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of salt on those. And it is, I'm telling you, it's top tier.
It is unbelievably good. I'm shocked that you don't pop a raw noodle on top of, like, just potato straight out of the field and take a chunk out of that thing.
I'll have to try it. It might be good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, we're kind of beginning our descent. You have any other challenges for the listeners out there, Silas? I'm putting you on the spot.
So. I feel like that's a good challenge to take into Thanksgiving. And so I feel like I would just reiterate that challenge. You know, find somebody who's not in the same situation as you for Thanksgiving, if it's a time of year that you really enjoy, and just reach out to them and spend some time with them and kind of share life with them in that degree.
Yeah. We're not going to give the typical be thankful kind of thing because that's too cliche.
No, yeah, 100%. People be already light, know. It's in the
name. Be light, reach out to someone else that may be struggling during this time of year and be a light to them. And enjoy some good Thanksgiving foods. Again, we are not having a podcast next Friday due to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We don't want our listeners too distracted. Enjoy the time with the family. And then we'll be back the week after Thanksgiving, which we're already going to be in December.
Oh, yeah. It's coming quick here.
Your favorite time of the year.
It is. What a wonderful time, you know? Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, as they say. Right,
as they say. Actually, you know what? Another interesting thing? George Strait has two Christmas albums. Who would have known?
You know, I respect him so much more now.
I don't know
that I had a defined opinion on him before now, but
I love George Strait. One of my favorite artists. You give George Strait Christmas a listen. It's good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we won't be seeing you next week, but enjoy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, see ya.